In Sechta Chulin, Daf Nun Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah would have discussed different issues with a bird, spoke about Yotz V'nei Me'ah, that if the intestines came out but they weren't punctured, the Mishnah taught us that the bird is still kosher. Said the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Loi Shana Shloi Hipech Behen. It's only if the intestines weren't turned over. Aval hipach behen, if the intestines are turned over, treifa, then the bird is a treifa. Tiksiv, hu oscha v'chaynenecha, melamet shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaininis bi'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different bases in a person, shenepach achas mehen, that if any one of them were to chas v'shalom turn over, eino yachal lichyos, the person or the animal cannot survive. The Rishayim debate if this halacha applies as well if the animal was born with turned over intestines. Will the same apply? That's the opinion of the Rashba. Similarly, the Rashba says that even if the intestines turned over while they were inside the animal's body, the same halacha would apply. However, there are others that disagree and say that if it happens while, if the animal was born that way, or even it happens while it's in the womb, in the body of the, while it's still inside the animal, this would not make the animal into a treifa. Tanya, continues the Gemara, once it speaks about this pasuk, Hayra Meir Omer, Hu Oscha B'Chayonecha, the pasuk says, Hu Oscha B'Chayonecha, what the pasuk comes to teach us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Klal Yisrael like a city that has everything in it, like a city that's self-sufficient. Mimenu Kohanav, Mimenu Neviyav, Mimenu Sar, Mimenu Melachav. It has in it Kohanim and Neviyim and noblemen and kings. Sinemar, Mimenu Pina, Mimenu Yosef. In Klal Yisrael, there's everything. So Pasuk Pshat the Gemara is teaching us that Klal Yisrael is an example of perfection. Everything we have in Klal Yisrael. Other Rishonim explain what the Gemara is coming to teach us. Is that the Gemara is coming to teach us that Klal Yisrael, unlike the Umas HaOlam need to rely on Klal Yisrael for advice. We find that Paroi came to Moshe Rabbeinu, came to Yosef for advice. Nebuchadnezzar came to Daniel to interpret his dreams. Klal Yisrael doesn't have any of those. Klal Yisrael is completely self-sufficient. The Chasam Sofer makes two observations in this Gemara. One point that he makes is that he said this is the difference in Klal Yisrael before the Churban and after the Churban, that before the Churban, Klal Yisrael had all of these different divisions, all of these different categories of people, and after the Churban, we no longer have this. But moreover, he makes a very important point. And he says that what the Gemara, the Pasuk is teaching us, is that every person has a very specific role to play. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that every person should do his job and not the other person's. And that's why he says, for example, if the Melech of Klal Yisrael, the King of Klal Yisrael, were to decide that what he's going to do is spend the entire day learning, or if the Kohen, who's supposed to be the Meir HaRod, is supposed to be the spiritual leader of Klal Yisrael, were to decide that he's going to spend his time doing other things than Ruchnis matters, then Klal Yisrael will not be properly served. The way it has to be is that everybody has their own role to play. In Menu Kahanam, in Menu Neviyav, every person has his own specific role to play, and one shouldn't do what the other person is supposed to do. Rav Tzadik explains the Gemara that the Pasuk is teaching us, in Menu Kahanam, in Menu Neviyav, that to teach us that everybody in that the greatness of the leaders of Klal Yisrael emanate from Klal Yisrael. Mimenu, from Klal Yisrael, are Kahanov. Mimenu Nevi'im. And from Klal Yisrael are the Nevi'im. Everything emanates, all of the leadership of Klal Yisrael emanates from us. And in fact, I saw the Mefarshim take that a step further. They say the Gemara is learning this from the Pasuk of who Oscha V'Yichayrenecha. The root of the word V'Yichayrenecha is Kan, a base. And the Mefarshim explains that when we have a base, the wider, the bigger the base, the bigger the item you could put, the object you could put on that base. Klal Yisrael are the Yichayrenecha. Klal Yisrael are the base of the leader of Klal Yisrael. And the greater Klal Yisrael is, and the more appropriately Klal Yisrael behaves, that will influence very strongly how great our leadership will be. Our leadership is dependent on us. We are the base, the can of our leaders. Says the Gemara, Hahu Armor the Chazi Lahu Gavra. There was an Armenian that saw a person, the nuts on the Igla Ara that fell from the roof to the ground. Pocket Kreise, his stomach opened up, the Nafik Mayane, and his intestines came out. Asil Bray, so in order to heal him, what he did was he brought his son, the Shachtikame, he showed as if he was killing the victim's son with an optical illusion. He actually wasn't, of course, killing him. He wanted to shock him into believe that's what was happening. Ingid the Isnach, the father got shocked looking at his son being killed. He groaned, Olamayone, and the intestines came back into his stomach, the Chaitel Christ, and they stitched up the stomach, and he was fine. I saw a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim. What would be the halacha if a Jew is allowed to do this? That if there would be such a situation, the Gemara situation regarding Armoy, regarding a Goy, what would be the halacha if such a situation happened with a Jew? Would this type of treatment be mutter? So the Paiskim suggests that even though we know that when there's a situation of Rikuach Nefesh, we're allowed to do everything besides the Shlosh Averes Chamus, besides the three sins of Gila, Arayah, Shvichas Damim, and Ritzicha. Here, the Halacha as well, however, is we're only allowed to do that in a situation where it's a Refuah Beduka, where it's a known medicine. That's when something like, that's when Refuah, that's when Bikuch Nefesh is Doicha everything. But in a situation such as the situation which is being discussed, what's being discussed in our Gemara is Achizes Einayim, and the halacha is that Achizes Einayim is Asur, because Achizes Einayim falls under the category of Kishuf. Kishuf, doing a medical treatment through Kishuf, is not considered a Refu Yidua, an established medical procedure. And since it's not considered an established medical procedure, one may not do it. One may not do something which is usur under those circumstances. The Mishnah spoke about Nishtabru Regleho. If the legs of the bird were broken, the Mishnah said that the bird is still kosher. Says the Gemara, Hahu Tzadin Kurei. There was a basket full of birds that are Kurei. The Asila Kamei, the Rava. There are those that say that in Kure means that, as we see, that broken bone, broken legs. That's how some Mefarshim explain. Others explain in Kure is the name of a bird. And it's called in Kure either because it's a black bird with white patches or on its head, or in Kure means because it's Menaker Ba'ashba. It spends time in the garbage. And they brought these birds to Rava. Batke Rav the Tzumas Agidin, he checked the Tzumas Agidin. There are 16 Gidin that come together under the drumstick of a bird. If any of those Gidin are torn, the bird is a Trefa. So the Gemara teaches us they checked the Tzumas Agidin, they found they were all intact, for Achshire. And as the Achroinim explained what's the Gemara teaching us. One, what the crazy place he says what the Gemara is teaching us is that even though they didn't know that it was just that the Tzumas HaGidin were infected, it was the area around the Tzumas HaGidin. The Gemara is teaching us that as soon as there's a concern in the area around the Tzumas HaGidin, the halacha is they have to be checked. Another pshat that I saw is that since, as we just said a moment ago, there are 16 Gidin that come together by the Tzumas HaGidin, and therefore we may think that you can't properly check them. Maybe you missed one of the Gidin. Teaches us the Gemara that they could all be properly checked, and if they turn out to be all fine, there's no issue. Continues the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Amarav, Shmutas Yad Behema. We know that the animal has four legs. The four legs, the front legs are called the Yodayim. The hind legs are called the Reglayim. And teaches us Rabbi Yehuda the Shmutas Yad Behema. If one of the four legs is dislocated, the animal is still kosher. However, the Rishonim suggest that's only if they're not decayed, but if the area of the yad not only is it dislocated, but there's decay over there, many Paiskim Rishonim and Achronim suggest it would be treif. Shmutis Yerech Ba'if, if the thigh of a bird is dislocated, it's a treifa, and we'll see in a moment why. Shmutas Gaf Ba'if, if the wing of the of a bird is dislocated, the halacha is that it's treifa. There is a question amongst the Rishonim: what is the halacha by a bird if it was born that way? If the same halacha will apply, or perhaps it's only an issue if it got dislocated later. But now the Gemara taught us that by a bird, a dislocated thigh or a dislocated wing is treif. Why, says the Gemara? Because chashinin, we need to be concerned, shemen nikva hareya. Since the wing is right above the lungs, and we have to be concerned that the wing tore into the lung and tore the lung, and as we've discussed numerous times, obviously a punctured lung is a treifa. And as the Mefarshim explained in helping us understand this Gemara, the rib cage around the lungs of a bird and the lungs of a bird are different than the rib cage around the animal and the lungs of an animal. The rib cage of the lung, it has thinner, sharper ribs that run parallel one rib to the next, and there's a lot of space between those ribs, but they also point towards the lung, and therefore if there's any reason to be concerned that the rib or anything next to it came close to the lung, so that's why we have to be concerned for a punctured lung. Again, why is our concern? Number one, because we have a lot of space between the ribs. So since we have a lot of space between the ribs, we need to be concerned that the broken, that the dislocated wing had space to puncture the lung. And this is the famous question that comes up very often when people, Rabbonim who pass in Shilos and Treifis, often the most common question they get when they have a bird is if they have a broken wing. Al Gemara spoke about a dislocated wing. What will be the halacha about a broken wing? So the Rishonim say that the same din, some Rishonim say that the same din applies by a broken wing as by a dislocated wing. Others say it makes a difference what spot on the wing was broken. If it's closer to the body, we need to be concerned that it indeed punctured the lung. If it's further away from the body, we don't have that concern. Others say we have to look at how the break looks. If it's a sharp cut, so there we have to be concerned for a puncture. If it's a flat cut, then we need not to be concerned. Many poskim are machmer by a broken wing. B'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, tibodik. What we should do is we should examine the lung if it has any puncture. The Kenam Rav Yochanan, and so too, Rav Yochanan said, tibodik, it should be examined. But it's interesting to note that the poskim say, the Rishonim already saying, we discussed this, that the way we examine a lung by a bird is different than the way we examine a lung by an animal, which we discussed earlier in the parak. When we spoke about examining a lung of an animal, we said the way it's done is that the lung is removed from the body of the animal and it's blown up. Here, however, the lung is not removed from the body of the bird. Rather, a straw is put into the opening of the lung, and the lung is blown up that way, and we see if any air escapes from the lung. Why can the lung not be removed from the body of the bird in order to inspect it? One concern is the concern that we just discussed a moment ago, because we're concerned that the ribs may break the lung. That's one explanation that we saw. I saw another explanation is because the lungs of a bird and the lungs of an animal work very differently. The purpose of the lungs of an animal, similar to the lungs of a human, are to cause and to help us inhale and exhale air. Whereas the lungs of an animal, of a bird, aren't just there to inhale and exhale air, but the bird inhales a lot more oxygen, and the amount of oxygen that goes to different air sacs located throughout the body, and that's how a bird is able to fly. Now, some of these sacs are located amongst the bones that anchor the wings. So if we're going to take out the lung, there's a real concern that we're going to rupture these sacs. And since there's a real concern that we're going to rupture these sacs, that's why the halacha is that we should check the lungs while the lungs are still in the cavity of the bird. Chizki Amar, Chizki says, Ein rei alif. There is no lung by a bird. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says to Chizkiya, Yeshloi, it has lungs. The Yeshna Ka'ola Shavrad Ben Agafayim. It looks like a small rose petal that's situated by the bird's wings. Ask the Gemara on the statement that Chizkiya made. Ask the Gemara, my ein rei alif. How can Chizkiya suggest that a bird doesn't have lungs? Ilema, the Leslu Klau, does Chizkiya mean to say that it doesn't have any lungs? Ask the Gemara, because Zina de Islay, we certainly see that they do have lungs. Ella, the Loi Metrafe, are we going to say that a punctured lung by bird doesn't make the bird treif? Says the Gemara, that can't be, because Vatani Levi taught us, Tafa Shemana Kachamim Bebehema, connect them by oif. Whatever makes an animal treif similarly makes a bird treif. Yes, Alain oif. The oif has one more form of treifa, which we discussed extensively in our previous year, the nishbar etzem. If the skull broke, punctured, abishlay nikav krum shamayach, even though the membrane around the brain is not punctured, by the oif shamayim, that will be enough for the bird to be treif, even though by an animal it's only treif if the membrane around the brain is punctured. Ella, says the Gemara, what Chizkiya meant was, Ein lo li nafel, the din of an afula, we spoke about earlier, that if an animal is dropped from a certain height, we have to be concerned for an afula, doesn't apply by a bird, and similarly, v'loy li chomer, we spoke in the previous year about if it's burnt, we have to be concerned that the internal organs were burnt. And if the internal organs were burnt, the animal become the bird becomes a treifa. The lung, that din doesn't apply by lungs. My tama, why do these rules not apply by lungs? Going back to what we discussed a moment ago, because Amar Rav Chana, Hoyel v'roiv tzlasem meginas alav, the ribs are able to protect the lungs from if from burning or from a nefula. Ask the Gemara, v'ha midam Rav Yochanan, how can we say that that's pshat in Chizkiyah? So Gemara is now suggesting that Chizkiyah didn't mean to say that a bird doesn't have lungs. Rather, what Chizkiyah meant to say is that it has lungs that don't have these concerns. But says the Gemara, if we review the dialogue between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, we'll clearly see that that's not what Chizkiyah said. Because how did Rabbi Yochanan reply to Chizkiyah? Yeshla, that there are lungs. V'yeshna, kalosh shavrat ben gafayim. Just the lungs look like a small rose petal. Mechlal, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said this to Chizkiyah, it's obvious that Rabbi Yochanan heard Chizkiyah say, Mechlal, the Chizkiyah saw, but the less lay that it doesn't have lungs at all. So how can we interpret that Chizkiyah that way? Ella, kesed the Gemara, indeed. Amr ibn Marava, Mishmei, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Medvar, Shabaribi, Nikr, Shein, Eboi, Kibetan, Goyim. From the words of Chizkiyah, our Rebbe, we see that he obviously didn't know how chickens look, and that's how he came to make the error of believing that a chicken doesn't have lungs, but actually they do have lungs, as we just learned. So the Mefarshim discuss, how did Chizkiyah come to make this mistake? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat that I saw is that Chizkiyah heard his Rebbeim teach him that the halacha of nefula and burning don't apply by chickens. He, because he wasn't an expert in chicken, he never really saw the inside of a chicken, came to make the mistake and say that why is it that way? It must be because a chicken doesn't have a lung. But that really isn't the reason. It has a lung, just these rules that apply by other animals or by other organs don't apply by a bird. There's, in fact, based on this pshat, an interesting machlokes rishonim. Now, what is indeed the halacha? Does the din of nefula or does the din of burning apply or not apply by a bird? Some say, and it's very much in line with the way we're explaining the Gemara, that even though we're explaining Chizkiyah somewhat differently now, the halacha is still that way, and the din of nefula and burning doesn't apply by a bird. Other Rishonim disagree. It does seem, however, that the Rishonim hold that if one were to inspect a lung of a bird and see that it got discolored, the halacha is that we would have to consider that bird treif. The Chasam Sofer has a different way of explaining Chizkiyah. That of course Chizkiyah was aware that a bird has a lung. But when we discussed the halachas of lungs earlier in our perek, we described the lungs as having unais, different lobes. We spoke about the halachas with the sirchis, etc. The lung of a bird do not have unas, do not have those different lobes, and therefore Chizkiyah made the error in saying that since they don't have those lobes, it must be that there is no tarfis by a bird. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuna Amar Rav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif, a dislocated thigh by a bird, is kosher. So Tosfos points out that even though the Gemara is not quoting Rav as saying that a shmutas yerech is not a problem by an oif, it will be an issue by an animal. And the reason Rav will differentiate between a bird and an animal, explains the Rashba, is that an animal rests much more on its thigh than a bird does. Of course, the problem with this is that we just finished learning that a bird and an animal are treated the same way. And here we see that they're not treated the same way. So some Mefarshim explain that the bird and animal are only treated the same way as far as Hilchos Treifis by organs that are similar, by organs that are different. And as we just explained, the thigh of a bird and the thigh of an animal are different. In those cases, they're not the same. Others say that we only compare the treifis of an oif, the treifis of behema, to the treifis that were mentioned in the first mission of our perek, not regarding other treifis. Ask the Gemara on Rav, Omwe Rababar, Rav Huna la Rav Huna, Rabbonim da Osu b'pem b'disu amu, have that Rabbonim that came from b'pem b'disu taught us, Rav Yehuda Mishmei the Rav Omar, Shmutas Yorich b'oif treifa, didn't they teach us that it's treif? Amalei Bri Nahara Nahara Pashtei. There are different minhagim. Some places they held that it's treif, and some places they held it's kosher. Ozel Rav Abba Ashkechel Rav Yirmi Rav Abba. He met Rav Yirmi Rav Abba, the Kabbadik B'Tzumas Hagidim. He checked the Tzumas Hagidim. Amalei, so he asked him, Lamalei Lamar Kulehai, why do you have to go through this inspection of the Tzumas Hagidim? V'arim Rav Huna Amarav, have we not just learned the Shmutis Yerech B'Oifis Kshera? So he was saying that just like if there's a dislocated thigh by a bird, Rav holds is kosher. Similarly, the halacha should be that if the tzumas hagidin of a bird are torn, it should be kosher. Amalei, to which he responded, Anomas nis yidana. I know what it says in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Behema shenechtucha regleh minakuva lamata, if it's cut below the tzumas hagidin, it's kshera. Minakuva lamalas psula, if it's cut higher on the joint, it's treif. The kain shenitl tzumas hagidin. And the Mishnah continues saying that if the Tzumas Hagidim were torn, the animal's treif. Vama Rav Allah, and Rav said, V'chein Hadin Ba'if. V'chein Ba'if, that the Oif has the same halacha. So, we clearly see that Tzumas Hagidim is an issue by an Oif. How can we say it's not? Mefarshim explained, why did the Gemara have to specify that the tzumas hagidin of an oif need to be checked, just like the tzumas hagidin of an animal, because they explain the tzumas hagidin of an animal are different than the tzumas hagidin of a bird. By an animal, there are three gidin that are the tzumas hagidin. By a bird, as we said earlier, that there are only six. There are 16 gidin, and as soon as one of them is torn, it's treif. So since the tzumas hagidin of a bird and the tzumas hagidin of an animal are very different, that's why we have to say v'chein ba'oif. Another pshat is very much connected to what we said a moment ago, that even though we're learning that the halachas of treifas by an oif and the halachas of treifas by an animal are similar, we said that's only regarding the treifas that are mentioned in the first mission of our Masechta. Tzumas hagidin is not a treifas that's mentioned in the first mission of our Masechta. And therefore we would think it doesn't have the same halacha. That's why we have to say v'chein ba'oif, that regarding the halacha of tzumas hagidin, the halachas are the same. But ask the Gemara Hachi Kasha, the Rav, or the Rav. One place Rav says that a dislocated yerech by a bird is not a treifa. Here we're seeing that tzumas hagidin is an issue by a bird, ishtik. So Yirmi Ba'abba remained silent. Amalei, to which he said, so afterwards, Rav Abba said to Rav Abba, Dimashonilei ben Shmuta l'chatucha, maybe there's a difference between where it's dislocated, where it's not a concern, versus where it's severed, it is a concern. Amalei, at that point, Rav Yirmiya said, V'at mefarsh shmat say d'raf, and the way Tosfos explains, Rav Yirmiya Abba actually knew this distinction originally. In fact, he had heard it from Rav, as we're going to see in a moment. Just, he forgot what Rav, when his son Rav Abba asked him, when Rav Abba asked him the question, he forgot what Rav had said. Now that Rav Yirmiya Abba said it, he recalled that he heard this distinction from Rav himself, the Beferish of Rav, Shmuto, if the thigh is dislocated, it's Kshera, Chaticha, but if it's cut, Psula. And he continued saying, Altatama, and don't ask, how do we make these differences? Because we've learned many times in Hilchos Treifus, Chatucha Mikanu Mesa, Chatucha Mikanu Dechoisa, as we learned, it matters on what area of the thigh and leg it's cut. In one area, if it's cut, it's a treifa. Another place it's cut, it's kosher. Others say it's not referring to the foot. It's referring that if it's cut by the neck, the animal is a treifa. If it's cut by the shoulder, which is closer to the internal organs of the body, it's still kosher. Continues the Gemara. Kisolker of Abba. Ashkechel Reb Zeir de Yosef Kama. Amr Reb Huna Merav. Shmutas Yerech Be'oif. A dislocated thigh by a bird is treifa. Amle, chaye de mar. So he made a shvua. Miyoyme de solit mar lahacha. From when you came to Eretz Yisrael, havlam pischam perkamei de Rafuna, we always had more of an opportunity to speak to Rafuna, v'shmano v'shilinei, and we asked him, Bamalon, and he told us Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif Kshera, that a dislocated Yerech by an oif is kosher. Vashkechan tenami l'Rav Yirmiyah ba'Abba, the Yosef kabadah b'tzumas agidim. I saw him checking the tzumas agidim of a bird. Vachshlei, and I asked him leisov l'mal l'hodam rafuna merav the Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif Kshera. Amalei, to which he responded, or the Gemara that we just explained, Anomas Nisi Yadana, that we just, I know the Mishnah says, the Mechemish Nechtaku Raglea Menakuva Lamata, if it's on the lowest joint, it's kosher. Menakuva Lamala on the upper joint, if it's severed, possible to treif. Vechem Shenitel Tzumas Agidin, if the Tzumas Agidin were removed, also it is treif. Vama Rabbala, and Rav said regarding to this, Vechem Ba'oif, that the same halacha applies by a bird. Vamrele, Yehoka Kasha, the Rav of the Rav. We have this contradiction. Here Rav says that a dislocated thigh is not a problem, and here he says that Tzumas Hagidin is a problem. Ishtik, and he remains silent. Vachle is what I suggested. The Dima Shanilei LeRav, maybe Rav makes a distinction between Shmuta L'Chatucha versus when it's dislocated to when it's cut. Vamrele, and he said to me, Rav Mefarche Shmatz the Rav, is you that saying this explanation? The Farish Omarav, Shmuta Kshera, Chatucha Psur. Ba'at Mabiyoto. So now he asked Rav Zeira, what further information do you have regarding this? So says Rav Zeira, Hochi Omarav Chibar Ashi Omarav, Shmuta Sierra Poifus Trefa. He held, the Rav held, that a Shmuta Sierra is Trefa. V'chein Amar Rav Yaakov Idi Amar Rav Yochanan Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif is a treifa. V'Amar Rav Yaakov Idi Emolei Haver Rav Yochanan Be'asher Bo Chavrusu L'Teira. Had Rav Yochanan been at the place where the Rabbanim said that it's mutter, Loi Perchus, he would not have objected. He would not even made a hint of objection. D'Amar Rav Chanina Amar Rebbe Shmutas Yerech Ba'oif Sheiris. And in fact, the Gemara says, "V'tanagoylos hoysel l'Rav Chanina shnishmet a yerech shalop." Rav Chanina had a chicken with a dislocated thigh. V'viel ifnei Rebbe, and it was brought to Rebbe. V'tirulo u'malcha Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina then salted it. V'havim marba halach l'tamidim, and he used to use it as an example with when he taught his Talmidim Hilchos Treifus, Zehetali Rebbe. The Rebbe told me that a dislocated thigh is not an issue by birth. However, says the Gemara, the less Hilchos Kachol Hanish Matza, the halacha doesn't follow this lenient psak, El Kahod Ashor Rabbi Yosef Ben Noi, Rabbi Shub Ben Levi, Kedeiris Kona Bekama. How much of a hole must there be in the kana, in the trachea, for an animal to be treifa? Amalon, to which Rabbi Shul Ben Levi responded, Mishnah Shleima Shanina. We learned a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ad ki Isra Talki, that if there's a hole up to the size of Isra Talki, it's kosher. Amaloi, to which he asked, V'lay Rochel Achas Hay B'shechusenu, wasn't there a sheep in our neighborhood? Shekhinik der Kona Shalom, who had a hole in its Kona, Vashla Krum Shekhana V'chaysa, and even though it had this hole, new layers of formed on top of him. Amaloi, Valdo at Samach, you're trying to rely on that evidence. Valoi, Halachas Bisrael, everyone knows that Shmutas Yerf Oif Trefa, that a dislocated thigh by a bird is a trace. The Tanagar Tashal of Shimon Chalafta Shinishimta Yerf Shalom, yet Rav Shimon Chalafta had a bird with a dislocated thigh. Vesla Shmer Shalkana, they made for it a splint out of wood. V'chaysa. Elamai Islachlameima, what's the answer? Toshneim Asa Chodesh Hava. Since it was within the 12 months, the halacha is, as we're going to see, we spoke and we're going to see it again, that a treifa could survive for 12 months. Hachanami indeed it had a dislocated thigh, the bird, but it could not have survived more than 12 months, and that's why the fact that it did survive doesn't prove that it's not a treifa. Says the Gemara, Amar lav al Shimon Chalafta, they said regarding of Shimon Chalafta, Askin b'dvarim haya, he was a person who used to try to experiment things. V'yoisa dava lahitzim aliba shabihuda. He wanted to prove that Rabbi Huda was wrong. Shar Rabbi Huda aimer. Rabbi Huda taught us in the Mishnah, the nitla hanoitza, if the down feathers of a bird were removed, the bird is a treifa. The Tanagoilus Heisel of Shimon Chalafta. Rav Shimon Chalafta had a bird, Shenitla Natsishala, that whose down feathers had been removed, Venicha Batanar, and he put it into a warm oven, Vitalala Bimaplashata Sain, he wrapped it in a coppersmith's mat. The coppersmiths would have thick leather aprons that they wore, and what happened is, since they're working with copper and they have this thick apron, so you combine these two things so they conduct a lot of heat. And it grew back new down feathers. So Yehuda said that if it loses its down feathers, it cannot survive. He was trying to prove that it can't survive. Says the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that even though an animal or a bird is treif, it could still get better. So the fact that it grew these feathers doesn't prove that it's not a treif. Says the Gemara, in Cain, the meat of the mitrefable. Yes, Rabbi Huda could perhaps hold that even if a bird is a treif, it could get better. But not where it had the disease. Higdilu knafayim achroinim yoysim merishonim, to say that where it had the disease, that's where it's going to get better, that doesn't make any sense. And therefore, he proved Rabbi Huda to be wrong. So the Gemara called him askin b'dvarim. So the Gemara says, my askin b'dvarim. So right, the Mepharshim explain is that the word askon means that he was already previously an experimenter. This wasn't the first experiment that he used. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Av Mefarshim explained that if a person does an experiment, conducts an experiment once, he doesn't get the title of being an askon, of being an experimenter. It must be that he had done this in other times as well. And the Gemara wants to identify where were the other times that he did experiments. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that Shlomo HaMelech says, Leich and the Mora Otzer. Go to the lazy ant. Rei Derochel Vachakain. See its ways and you will become smart. Asha'en Leich Katzen Shoitu Moshe. It doesn't have any king or officer. And yet, Tachin Vachai its Lachma. It prepares its food in the summer. Ogriba Karts Macholo. And as the Mepharshim explains, there are a number of things that Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us that we ought to learn from the Nemola. One is that the Midav Zrizus, that even though it's so lazy, it's careful to prepare food. Another lesson to learn from them is that they don't steal one from the other. Another lesson is that they love the truth and hate sheker, as we'll see. So one important point to make in understanding the Gemara is that the ants don't like heat. They only like the shade. So now says the Gemara, Amar Mishasha, Tiksir, the Pasuk says, Leich anemola otzel rei drochecha v'chakein asher lekatsu shoy v'meshel parichem b'tzai tzlachem Amar Ezel echsi, let me go and indeed see Ivadi Hudales Lamalka, if indeed the ant has no king. Oswald Tekufas Thomas, he went in the summer. Parsa Laglime Akine de Shumshini. He put out his cloak next to the opening of where the ant stayed to make it shady. Norfolk Osa Chadunayu. So one of the ants came out. Istach Bei Simona. And Roshim Mechalafta made a simon on that ant to be able to recognize it later. It's obvious that that ant went back into where the ants were hiding and say to them that the shade has come. So they all came out from their hole. Dalil agreement of Shimon the Chalafta then picked up his coat. Nafal Shimsha, and the sun came down. So they killed this ant that gave them the wrong information, that had lied to them. Amma, Shmamino, Leslu Malka. It must be that they don't have a king. The Islu, if they would have had a king, Hamana the Malka Lalabo, wouldn't they need to ask permission from the king before they kill this ant? It must be that they didn't go back to ask permission, or we didn't see them ask any permission, because they have no king. Says the Gemara, Amale Rav Akabre, the Ravel Rav Ashi, the Dilma Malka of Mahavadayu, maybe the king was there. He wasn't still in the hole, and they consulted with him. Inami, who says, Hamana the Malka of Nikita, maybe they already had permission. Maybe they had a standing rule from the king that any ant that lies should be immediately killed. Inami, they Malka of Malka Hava. Maybe this happened between times when they had kings. Tiksiv, as we find the Pasuk says, B'yom Mehem Ein Melech B'Yisrael Ish Hayosh V'Ein of Yasa. When there's no government in place, there's lawlessness. El Smoich, we have to rely on Menasa D'Shlem. The Maram Shif asks, maybe it was the king himself who was the one that lied. So that the Maram Shif says, it's unlikely that the king would have been the ant that went out to check if it's winter or summer. Tysus asked the question, but this is a pasuk, and there's a Gemara that teaches us in Masechta Bava Basra that Rav Yochanan had taught the Talmidim about the wonderful stones that will be in Yerushalayim L'Asad Lovad. And there was a Talmud that didn't really believe what he said until he saw actually Malachim bringing those stones. So Rav Yochanan said to him, Reka, you empty person, if you didn't see it, you wouldn't believe. Obviously, you don't believe in the words of Chazal. He killed him. And here we find that Rav Shimon Chalafta is not trusting what Shlomo HaMelech said, and there's no problem. So Tysus answers, Rav Shimon Chalafta wasn't questioning what Shlomo HaMelech said, because he was trying to discover from the same place that Shlomo HaMelech found that Amalek has no king, so too he wanted to make the same discovery on his own. The Mashal explains, as the Chai Salvavis says the Mashal, that even though a Jew has to believe, has to have an emunah, and everything that we learn, and everything that's said in Torah Shavu Ksav and Torah Shavu Peh, once the person has that basic emunah, he does have the obligation to try to delve deeper and understand. And that's why over here, Rav Shimon Chalaf, of course, believed what Shlomo HaMelech said, but now he wanted to delve deeper to really understand what was happening. A third pshat that I saw is that Shlomo HaMelech himself tells us, Leich El Namolo. Of course, Shlomo HaMelech had made a hard and fair statement. We have to accept that statement under all circumstances. But here, Leich El Namolo, when Shlomo HaMelech tells us that we should do our own experimentation, that's why it's not. Amrav Huna, similar. Treifa, Shnei Masa Chodesh. Treifa is, as we learned, and as the Rishonim explained, if an animal or a bird is a treifa, it's a treifa. But if we have a situation of a suffix treifa, we don't know if it is or isn't treifa. If it survives 12 months, that is a proof that it's not a treifa. That's what most Mepharshim explain the Gemara. Other Mepharshim explain that the distinction that we made earlier in our shir. There's a difference between the treifas that are mentioned in the first Mishnah of a Perek that are always treif versus other treifas. But we're going to learn the pshat that here we're referring to a suffix treifa, that it needs 12 months. The Paiskim say that when we speak about 12 months, we speak about a solar year, 365 days, not the 354 days of the lunar year. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that what is the halacha? The question comes up when there's a leap year. The Paiskim say that by a leap year, the Prichodesh says that we only have to wait 12 months. The Taurus Chatos says that we have to wait the complete year, the 13 months. The Crazy Placey wants to make a distinction between in the times of Chazal, where there wasn't a fixed calendar, every year Chazal decided if they should declare it a leap year or not. That there the halach is, we don't have to wait 13 months, versus Bezman Hazeh, where the leap years are very much in place from established, we know what the calendar will look like under all circumstances. That there the halach is that we have to wait 13 months. As I said, that we're learning now that the Gemara is speaking about a Sofik Trefa, and the halacha is that by a Sofik Trefa, if it survives 12 months, it's right, it's not a Trefa. The Ramah says that L'chatchila, one should not hold on to a Sofik Trefa to wait for the 12 months, because we have to be concerned that he may come to eat that Sofik Trefa during those 12 months. And actually we had such a Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel, where we saw that Shmuel disposed of all the birds that were suffered treifas. However, the Rashba disagrees. He says there's enough gemina if somebody has one single animal or bird, where we need not be concerned, versus when you have a whole bunch of birds, as was the story with Shmuel, that that's the only case we have to be concerned about a suffered treifa. As the Gemara may say, how can we say that 12 months is the test? Similar treifa, kol she'ein yoledes. Obviously, we're speaking here about a female, and if it doesn't give birth, it's a raya that it's a treifa. So, childbirth is the raya. And there's a machlokes hapoiskim. When we speak about childbirth, what does the Gemara actually mean when it speaks about childbirth? Some say it means the ability for the bird to get pregnant, that it can't get pregnant if it's a treifa. Others say that it can't actually have children that if it's a treifa. Others say it can't conceive and have children when it's a treifa. But either one alone, either conception without ultimate childbirth or childbirth, because the bird was was pregnant before, or the animal pregnant before, would not be ragam. Shem Gamliel Omer, Meshabeches V'Holeches, if it improves, B'Yiduashik Sheira, that's a proof that it's kosher. Misnavenes V'Holeches, but if it gets deteriorates, B'Yiduashik Treifa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe on the other hand holds, similar Treifa, Shloish Shmiyon. Amaloi, V'Loi Harbe Meskaimah Shtem Shloish Shonim, we see that many of the Treifas that are mentioned survive for 2-3 years. So the Gemara's question is, Rebbe said that it could survive 30 days. Other Tanoim say it could survive 2-3 years, but nobody says the opinion of 12 months. Answer the Gemara, actually it's Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Bilgugoylis, when we speak about a punctured skull, at what point is it not Metame Tumas oil? And the halakha of treifas travel together. Sheyesh by nechet echad oruk. It has to have one long hole. Afilu nekavim harbi. If it has many small holes, mitstafin lemolei makdif. It combines to be the right shear. That according to Hashmuel, that if it has that amount missing, there's no longer any tumas oil, and it would also be a treifa. The Gemara says that it's the shear of a seller. Omer Rav Yosef ben Meshulam, Maisa be'Ambel, there was a story in Ambel be'Echod, Shnefchasa gegulosai, that had a broken skull, Vosla chudik shakruya, and they made for him a covering out of dried cucumbers, v'choyo. Omeloi, Rav Shimon Eloza, Misham Raya, Yemais ha'chamahoy. It was the summer, the Kimish Rav Lov, Yemais ha'tzinim yad meis, because it didn't survive all four seasons, the 12 months that are represented by the four seasons. I saw a beautiful word from the Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer says that the Gemara can call the person who acted appropriately in his lifetime, when he's nifter, he's called an Adam Kosher. So why would a person who acted properly get specifically this title of being an Adam Kosher? Says the Avni Nezer. What are we saying now in the simon of kashrus? That it survived, that the bird, the animal, survived 12 months. And the Gemara just said, what makes 12 months special? Because it survived all of the seasons of the year. Who is an Adam Kosher? An Adam Kosher is a person that in all situations in his life, and all different seasons that life brings with it, he acted properly. That's an animal that's kosher, that's a behemoth that's kosher, and a person that's able to act appropriately in all different situations is the Adam kosher, that says Avinezer, such a person we must mourn if he leaves the world.